start your day with remembrance of us. Start your day with remembrance of us. Start your day. Start your day.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stated, the one who recites Durood and Salat upon me on a Friday, I will intercede for him on the day of judgment. Subhanallah. Dear viewers of Madani channel, increase your recitation of Durood and Salat ala Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Alhamdulillah. We have a question for today, and once again, Alhamdulillah, would like to welcome my co-host, mashallah, who is our guest and host together, mashallah. He is with me as you are making his ziyarat almost every day, mashallah, and together we discuss the topics that we mention every morning. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. We have some beautiful discussions, and he is none other than our respected Maulana Abdul Qadir Sahib. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Mu'asab, once again, we say marhaba, welcome to Mu'asab as well, and to all the viewers who are watching Madani channel at this moment. Mu'asab, we have a beautiful question once again. And let's see what is the question. And this is once again related to the seerah of our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this is so informative, mashallah. In fact, it is my honest appeal to all the viewers out there, fall in love with the seerah of Rasul Kareem, Raufur Rahim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Study his seerah. Study his blessed life, his blessed lifestyle. And subhanallah, you will find a closer attachment, a closer bond, dear viewers. Here you go. The question for this morning is, how old was the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam when he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had traveled to Syria for the second time? Allahu Akbar. How old was the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam when he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam traveled to Syria for the second time? What was his blessed age? Sarkar ke naam ke taluk se muhasab ek bada pyara kalam hai, aur kalam bhi kya baat hai, subhanallah. Aankhon ka tara, naam-e Muhammad, dil ka ujala, naam-e Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The whole idea for listening to this kalam muhasab should be that we should be inspired to keep the names of our sons, Muhammad and Ahmad muhasab. We should be attaining enthusiasm and jazbah from this. Our discussion for this morning, however, dear viewers, is the miraculous birth of Hazrat Sayyiduna Isa, Ruhullah ala Nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wa salam. Inshallah Azzawajal, we are going to discuss his blessed birth, some virtues and blessings about his respected, honorable mother, Hazrat Sayyidatuna Maryam radiyallahu ta'ala anha. So please stay locked and tuned with us till the end of today's program. Abhi filhal is kalam ko sunte hain. And when we do return, we shall continue with our discussion. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
It is narrated from Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiyallahu ta'ala an that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whosoever recites salat upon me once, Allah Almighty bestows 10 mercies upon him.
Sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu ala Muhammad.
Aankhon ka tara naam-e Muhammad, dil ka ujala naam-e Muhammad. Aankhon ka tara naam-e Muhammad, dil ka ujala naam-e Muhammad.
Sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu ala Muhammad.
The most beloved to me is the name of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Light of my dark heart is the name of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Poochega Maula laya hai kya kya, poochega Maula laya hai kya kya, main ye kahunga Naam-e Muhammad dil ka ujala, Naam-e Muhammad sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu ala Muhammad.
When Allah will ask, "What have you brought?" I will then say, "The name of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam."
Daulat jo chaho dono jahan ki, daulat jo chaho dono jahan ki, kar lo wazifa naam-e Muhammad dil ka ujala, naam-e Muhammad sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu ala Muhammad.
If you desire the wealth of both worlds, keep mentioning the name of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Rakho lahad mein jis dam aziz ho, rakho lahad mein jis dam aziz ho, mujhko sunana naam-e Muhammad dil ka ujala, naam-e Muhammad sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu ala Muhammad.
O my dear ones, when you lay me to rest in my grave, do remember to mention the name of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Apne raza ke qurban jao, murshid piya ke qurban jao, jisne sikhaya naam-e Muhammad dil ka ujala, naam-e Muhammad sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu ala Muhammad.
May I sacrifice my life for Raza, who taught the name of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam.
Aankho ka tara naam-e Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, dil ka ujala naam-e Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Indeed, it is through the blessings and virtues of his blessed name one attains tranquility, peace and contentment within one's heart and soul. It is through the blessings of his blessed name adversities and calamities are removed, dear viewers of Madani Channel. It is through his blessed name Allah Azza wa Jalla provides barakah and blessings in one's life. Allahu Akbar. And it is through the name of Rasul Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam one may attain salvation from the horrors and difficulties of this world, of the grave, as well as the hereafter, if he leaves this world with iman as a practicing Muslim. Subhanallah. It is through the name of Rasul Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah Azza wa Jalla provides barakah and blessings on that table where a person is seated who has the name of Ahmad or Muhammad. Can you imagine, dear viewers of Madani Channel? This is all through the blessings of his blessed name. So love this name, cherish this name, and spread this name. Allahu Akbar. For the sake of blessings, you can name your son Ahmad or Muhammad as well. And together with that, subhanallah, you shall see the blessings. If you've done this with the intention of following the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, because you love him and you want to name your son after his blessed name. Allahu Akbar. However, dear viewers of Madani Channel, Mu'asab Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. This was so rejuvenating and spiritually boosting, mashallah. And we hope the viewers of Madani Channel enjoyed it. And Mu'asab, mashallah, today we want to speak about the miraculous birth of Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. There are so many ayat and verses in the Holy Quran Pak that describes and speaks about his blessed birth and the miracles that occurred within his blessed birth. So Musa, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, it is clear and it is also mentioned in the Holy Quran Pak with regards to Sayyidatuna Maryam radiyallahu anha, who is the blessed mother of Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. Agar hamari khwahish hai ki nazreen ko samjhane ke liye better ye hota ki agar hum firstly we understand the maqam and the status of Sayyida Maryam radiyallahu anha. Isa alayhi salatu wasalam is a nabi of Allah azza wa jalla. He is sent by Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as a prophet, as a nabi for the guidance of their nation, right? Subhanallah. So we want to firstly understand his mother in order to understand his maqam.
Of course, Sayyida Maryam radiyallahu ta'ala anha, she is one of the most elite women of Islam, the history of Islam, alhamdulillah. And of course, she is the mother of the miraculous Nabi of Allah, Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam. And alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave her the ability to be a waliya by birth. So she was already accepted in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala before she was even born. And the name, her name, subhanallah, Maryam, it translates to a worshipper, meaning even her name was founded upon the devotion and worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is how she, how pious she was. And Sayyida Maryam radiyallahu ta'ala anha, her father's name was Imran and her mother's name was Hannah. And Mufti Qasim sahab, alhamdulillah, damat barakatum al-aliyah, the Mufti of Dawat Islami, he mentioned very beautifully in Siratul Jinan that she is the only woman. Now, this is also some type of, you know, entitlement that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave her. That she is the only woman who is mentioned by her name in the Holy Quran.
Kya baat hai?
Masih ibn Maryam. Subhanallah. And Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam, as we know, his title is Masih. In English, we can say Messiah. And he will come as a Messiah, inshallah, and come as the Ummah of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam towards the end of time. Inshallah, Mu'asa will elaborate further on that. But these are the beautiful qualities of Sayyida Maryam radiallahu ta'ala anha. And she will be the leader of women in paradise. Along with the other women of paradise, Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said that four women are the leaders of heavenly women. Sayyida Maryam radiallahu ta'ala anha, Sayyida Fatima, Sayyida Khadijatul Kubra and Sayyida Asiya radiallahu ta'ala anha. Asiya radiallahu ta'ala anha, the wife of Pharaoh.
Yeah.
Subhanallah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave even the wife of such a rotten disbeliever. And look at her status. That by believing in the Prophet of Allah, she became the leader of...
Subhanallah. Balki maasab yahan tak hai ki... Dekhe na unki qurbaniyan kya thi Sayyida Asiya radiyallahu anha ki... Ki she sacrificed, she had sabr and patience with such a tyrant man. If he wasn't a good king and a leader, he could have never been a good husband either. He may have ill-treated her, he may have done a lot of things, but she radiyallahu anha observed sabr and patience. Therefore, hadith paak mein hai ki, agar koi aurat, if any woman out of the Islamic sister has sabr and patience in her terrible marriage, Allahu Akbar, then Allah azza wa jalla shall reward her thawab equivalent to the reward that Asiya radiyallahu anha had attained.
Another thing that Masab has said, that he couldn't run the affairs of his own house, you know. A person who can't rule his own house, how is going to rule the world?
Allahu Akbar. Exactly, Masab. So subhanallah, the point is, Masab, that those who make sabr and patience, look at the reward which Allah has prepared for them. And for the men folk, for Islamic brothers, mashallah, for those who have sabr in these situations, such as their marriages, Allah Azza wa Jalla shall grant them the reward which He Azza wa Jalla has bestowed upon Hazrat Sayyiduna Ayyub ala Nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wa salam. Allah. Any similar type of reward and thawab which is beyond our imagination. They are the chosen bondsman of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Without any comparison, dear brother, within each other, there is no comparison in the situation. But look at the rahmat and the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Allahu Akbar. That He rewards the ummah of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with such great rewards without any measures. for having sabr and patience only. So nonetheless, Mohsab, Maryam radiallahu anha now has given birth to Hazrat Sayyidina Isa ala Nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wa salam. And kamal ki baat ye hai, huzur ki ye alayhi salam, Isa alayhi salam is born without a father. So when time came closer to give birth, when time drew closer for her to give birth, and then she, of course, had realized that now I am to give birth. So she then goes under a date tree, Mohsab. She goes under a palm tree. And of course, this was by the order of Allah Azza wa Jalla. She goes under this date tree, far away from people, far away from the public, from the awam. And she takes refuge under this tree. And Isa alayhi salatu wasalam was born under that date tree, Mohsab. So nonetheless, Isa alayhi salatu wasalam was born at this place. And she was concerned, Mohsab, regarding the taunting of people, what they would say. She's not married. People are going to taunt her. People are going to blame her. People are going to accuse her. She was so concerned about this. Allahu Akbar. She was anxious about the situation of how she will handle it when she returns back to her society, to her people, to her village. Log kya kahenge? Log taana karenge, taana denge, log baate karenge. So Allahu Akbar. When she goes under this tree, Allahu Akbar, it is stated that Isa alayhi salatu wasalam is now born here. She is weak, she is kamzor. By the hukm of Allah Azza wa Jalla, Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam descends and he strikes his Mubarak wing on at that place, Mohsab, where immediately, subhanallah, this tree grows, this date tree grows through the hukm of Allah Azza wa Jalla, through the barakat of Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam, and together with that, ripe dates appear on this tree. Now he says to her, he alayhi salam says to Maryam radiallahu anha, that shake this date tree and fresh grapes shall fall for you. This is actually mentioned in the Holy Quran, Pak Mohsab, exactly how this occurred. So subhanallah, he azza wa jalla has stated in the Holy Quran, Pak, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
فَنَادَاهَا مِنْ تَحْتِهَا أَلَّا تَحْزَنِي قَدْ جَعْلَ رَبُّكِ تَحْتَكِ سَرِيًّا وَهُزِّي إِلَيْكِ بِجِزْعِ النَّخْلَةِ تُسَاقِطْ عَلَيْكِ رُطَبًا جَنِيًّا فَكُلِي وَاشْرَبِي وَقَرِّي عَيْنًا.
Look at this translation, Mohsab, uniqueness, subhanallah. The angel therefore called her from below her. Mm-hmm. Allahu Akbar. فَنَادَاهَا مِنْ تَحْتِهَا أَلَّا تَحْزَنِي قَدْ جَعَلَ رَبُّكِ تَحْتَكِ سَرِيًّا. Allahu Akbar. Do not grieve, your Lord has caused a river to flow below you. Allahu Akbar. And shake the trunk of the palm tree towards you. Mm-hmm. Ripe fresh dates, yani this khajur, will fall upon you. Therefore, eat and drink and cool your eyes, Mohsab. Allahu Akbar. This is so amazing to learn that the ulama state and mention that this is her miracle, that when in Baytul Muqaddas, Mohsab, she will sit in the mihrab, her place of worship, and she would worship Allah Azza wa Jalla. And through the blessings of such worship at that mihrab, non-seasonal fruits will appear in that mihrab. Ek lamhe ke liye agar soche, look at the distribution of Allah Azza wa Jalla. How he Azza wa Jalla has formed the nizam and the system of this world. Ki isse pehle ki banda shadi kare, he gets responsible and he gains responsibilities. Till then Allah provides for you. Even now to Allah provides for you. Even then to He provides for you. Look at the system where you don't have to work for it. It comes to you. But now that she has become a mother, the order is the dates are there, but you have to make some efforts to shake the tree. Allahu Akbar. You will put in some efforts to shake the tree in order for those dates to come towards you. Your Rabb has provided the dates and the khajur, whereas Maryam radiallahu anha is now commanded in this ayah and verse to shake the trunk of this tree towards her. And when she done so, Mohsab, then those dates appeared on her. So from this we learn, subhanallah, Mohsab, as the ulama have stated, that we should work towards what we do. People who lose hope, Mohsab, in what they do, and jab kaam na bane to give up. People put their hopes and their trust in the resources, Mohsab. Kabhi tawakkul un resources pe na de na kare, usko trust na kare, balki aap usko istemal mein le aaye. You should only put in your efforts, such tremendous efforts, give it your best. After you are satisfied with yourself that I have done my best. But you should only use your resources, and the rest should be The rest should be entrusted to Allah Azza wa Jalla. Yani your matters should be entrusted to Him. And if it doesn't work, Mu'asab, do you try again? But it's only a fool who gives up trying more. And he says, nothing works for me. It will work. Allah Azza wa Jalla will make it happen for you. All you need to do is show in some efforts and never give up. Have tawakkul that Allah Azza wa Jalla will open your path. Keep reading your salah, keep praying, making dua. From this ayah, we learn that Maryam radiallahu anha was that pious khatun and woman, as she is one of the leaders of the woman folk of Jannah. Subhanallah, she is that woman who sits in the mihrab and non-seasonal fruits would appear there, Mu'asab.
Subhanallah.
Allahu Akbar. And at that place, du'as are accepted. She would make du'a and others would also make du'a at that place through the blessings of Maryam radiallahu anha. But at this stage here, we learn that now that she became pregnant and she has given birth to a Nabi of Allah Azza wa Jalla, Allah Azza wa Jalla through His mercy provided for her this beautiful tree which on which appears beautiful ripe fruits, but she has to work for those fruits. They didn't come towards her. And now Mu'asab, the biggest slander was now, of course, with regards to when she gave birth. She gave birth, she now faced all of that anxiety and worries and troubles. Ki ab kya hoga jab main wapas apne gaon jaungi, yani the village when I will return. And so it happened that when she did return, Mu'asab, they accused her just as she assumed and thought they would do. They slandered her and mentioned to her that how did you give birth to this child? You know, you're from a noble family. Look at your mother, look at your father, look at your lineage, your background. And you and giving birth to this child? I mean, from where? When these questions arise, Mu'asab, she lost control and she said, why are you asking me? Why don't you go and ask this child?
Subhanallah.
Subhanallah. So they asked then, how will this child give gawahi and witness how he came in this world and of your cleanliness and about your purity, so on and so forth. But then Allah Azza wa Jalla had given, of course, His Nabi those miracles which is beyond any human intellect, Mu'asab. This is that miraculous, you know, it's a mu'jiza of Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, which through the bestowal of Allah Azza wa Jalla, exhibited Mu'asab, which is witnessed by people around him, which is mentioned in the Holy Quran Pak, and which will be recited until the day of Qiyamah. That at that age, he eloquently given such a speech, Mu'asab. Allahu Akbar ki sunne wale sunte reh gaye. Aap farmate, Quran Pak mein iska dhikr yu hai. He describes and he says that I am the banda of Allah Azza wa Jalla.
Subhanallah.
Allahu Akbar. I am the banda of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inshallah, we will recite the ayat inshallah for the sake of blessings and barakah. But because of time and we have some callers as well, we will take in just in a moment. Lekin subhanallah Mu'asab, is bayan ke baad na Mu'asab. After he eloquently spoke, look at the sequence of his lecture as well. In the ayat, the first verse which is mentioned in the Holy Quran Pak speaks about how he says, I am the bondman of Allah. I am the banda of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now this immediately refutes the accusation of those who put upon him being the son of God.
Subhan.
Immediately, Mu'asab, ki wo khud hi farma rahe ki bhai, I am the banda of Allah Azza wa Jalla.
Subhan.
So from this we learn, Mu'asab, that the miracles which Allah Azza wa Jalla has bestowed upon His chosen and khas bandas and bondsmen is beyond any human intellect. When this is the state of Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, who is known as Ruhullah, Mu'asab, what can be stated about the maqam and the lofty station about Habibullah Mu'asab.
Subhanallah.
The Habib of Allah Azza wa Jalla.
And as just as Mu'asab has mentioned, if this is the maqam of Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam, who is Ruhullah, then what would be the station of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, who is Habibullah? In fact, it is mentioned once the Sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, they were gathered and they were mentioning the fadail of other anbiya and they were mesmerized by the fact that look at the station of Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made him kalimullah. Then the other sahabi says, look at the station of Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made him ruhullah. Look at the station of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam. He made him khalilullah. The hadith is lengthy and they mention different fadail of different anbiya. So the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam comes up and he says to them, yes, you are saying that the Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam, he is Ruhullah. Yes, indeed he is. And he testified, subhanAllah, this is a beautiful deen of Islam.
Kya baat
hai, our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he never negated any of the anbiya that existed before him because he is the son of Nubu, subhanAllah. He outshines the entire legacy of the galaxy of Nubu, subhanAllah. But still he admits the fact and he appreciates the fact that these were the Anbiya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He says, yes, indeed, he is Ruhullah. Yes, indeed, he is Kalimullah, Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam. But remember, I am Habibullah.
Kya baat hai, subhanallah, subhanallah. Being the Habib of Allah, yeah. Khalq se awliya, awliya se rusul, aur rasul se ala,
Amara
Nabi. Without any fakhr, Muasab.
Yeah.
Allahu Akbar, subhanallah.
And Muasab, now, Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam, as Muasab elaborated and read from the Holy Quran, that Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam, that he announced to his people that I am servant of Allah. Meaning, how can then people take him as something other than that?
And this accusation, Muasab, is not only on Isa alayhi salam as being the son of Allah. This accusation is on Allah Azzawajal, that he is a father. Al-A'udhu Billah. This accusation is also upon the oneness of Allah, his wahdaniyya, against the truth. For he, Azza wa Jalla, is free from space, from time, from family, from awlad, from all of this, right?
Okay.
So he, alayhi salatu wasalam, given such an eloquent speech, Muasab, as you just mentioned. Yeah. And subhanallah, jaise ki maine arz kiya hai, subhanallah, that he, alayhi salatu wasalam, given this beautiful bayan and speech which mesmerize those around him. He, alayhi salam, says, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. قال إني عبد الله آتاني الكتاب وجعلني نبيا وجعلني مباركا أينما كنت وأوصاني بالصلاة والزكاة ما دمت حيا وبرا بوالدتي ولم يجعلني جبارا شقيا والسلام علي يوم ولدت ويوم أموت ويوم أبعث حيا. سبحان الله. The child proclaimed, I am Allah's bondsman. He gave me the book and he made me the communicator of the unseen, yani a Nabi. And he made me blessed wherever I be, Allahu Akbar. And ordained upon me prayer and poured dew, Allahu Akbar. Wassalamu alayya yawma walidtu wa yawma amutu wa yawma ub'athu hayya. He says at the end, peace be upon the day I was born and the day I shall taste death. And on the day I shall be raised alive again. Subhanallah. On that day that I shall be raised alive. Dear viewers of Madini channel, he alayhi salatu wasalam had given the Basharat Muasab that I will come back again. Allahu Akbar. He is going to come back. Subhanallah. And Muasab, we shall go there at those hadiths, inshallah. Usse pehle hum kuch call le lete hain. Aur inshallah, in callo ke baad phir hum un hadith ko dekhte hain, jin hadithon mein ye zikr kiya gaya ki aap wapas tashreef le aayenge. And the way he will come in, inshallah, azza wa jalla. Ji Muasab. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. So we have some callers and let's take in the first caller for this morning, G.
Muasab, mashallah, wonderful program. Keep it up. I think the age of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam was 10 years when he traveled to Syria for the second time. Jazakumullahu khairan.
Brother says 10 years. Please, let's take in the next caller.
Question, how old was the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam when he traveled to Syria for the second time? I believe he was 25 years old. Sakala.
First caller says 10. MashaAllah, this brother says 25. Let's take in one more caller.
How old was the beloved Prophet Muhammad when he traveled to Syria for the second time? He was 25 years old.
MashaAllah. Should I say those who mentioned the age of 10 and others under, of course, 25 is incorrect because the correct answer is 25 years old, mashallah. Ji haan, aap Sirat Mustafa padhe, study the Sirah Kitabs of our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and you would learn and see when he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was 25 years old, he alayhi salam had traveled to Syria. Subhanallah. And in his journeys as well, there is nothing which is free from miracles. His blessed life is filled with miracles. Every journey, every action of his is a miracle. He himself is a miracle, dear viewers of Madani channel. So even during this journey of his, there are people that converted and changed and came closer towards him. Though, of course, he only announced his prophethood at the age of 40, Muasab. Mm-hmm. But it was even at that age that people loved him, people respected him, people cherished him. They loved his truthfulness. They were attracted to him until the time when he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam announced his prophethood was. So he built ta'alluqat and relations with people only with humbleness, with his amazing characteristics, which the Quran says so clearly, wa innaka la'ala khuluqin 'azim. Allah. So this is the amazing, you know, phenomenal characteristics of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, for which bas hum us pe qurban ho jaye. Ek mein nahi un par qurban zamana hai jo rabbi do alam ka mahboobe yagana hai. Dear viewers of Madini channel, alhamdulillah, let's get back to our discussion. Muasab, the question is regarding Isa alayhi salatu wasalam and his mubarak arrival. We have like 4 minutes before we come to the complete end of today's program. Muasab, please enlighten us with some hadiths with regards to his blessed arrival.
As it is foretold by our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam that you know, fitna of Dajjal, it has been discussed, and every prophet warned their nation about the Dajjal. This is the greatest fitna, and the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam also warned his nation, meaning us, his ummah, of the fitna of the Dajjal. Every prophet, they warned their nation about the Dajjal, but they never identified. Our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam identified him. So I will tell you which no other prophet told the nation. I will tell you a way to identify him. He'll be blind in one eye.
Allah.
So now not everybody is blind in one eye. So at least we know a little hint. When he comes there, we can recognize him.
Right.
And on his forehead will be written Kafara. So that's also a way of recognizing. Only the believers will be able to see that, subhanAllah. Because as the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the nur of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is that from the portions of the nur of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, from one portion the light of the iman of believers was created. So we'll see it inshallah in that light,
subhanallah.
As the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam says about some of the chosen servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ittaqu farasat al mu'min fa innahu yanzuru bi nurillah, that beware of the intellect of a believer because he sees with the nur of Allah. Now, when Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam comes, he'll put an end to the mischief of Dajjal, inshallah, as the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has foretold. And he will come as the ummah of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And it has been mentioned so much in detail that Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam will descend in the Jami Masjid of Damascus, subhanallah. So much of detail. You know, and
to the extent of saying Eastern Minarat, even you know, indicating to the Minarat of the Masjid itself, Mosab, and so on and so forth, Mosab.
And which side of the minaret?
Allah, 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 Allah.
Everything is given in great detail, subhanAllah. This is how important it is for us to hold in view. And this is our aqidah. This is discussed in the book of Aqaid, in the first volume of Bahar al-Shariat as well, discussed by Mufti Amjad Ali Azmi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, and many other scholars of, you know, Ilmul Kalam and the Aqaid, alhamdulillah. So this is part of our Aqaid that we believe. Wow. And this is also for the viewers of Madani channel, that they must spread this awareness. Quran says that Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam wasn't crucified as the world believes it to be. One should never say that he passed away, ma'azallah, because he is still alive, and inshallah he is still to come for the second time, descend from the heavens, subhanallah, as is mentioned in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So these are the glad tidings, and then he will assassinate the Dajjal, inshallah azza wa jal. And that fitna will come to an end. There will be Islamic kingdom, Islamic rule. Those people who have ill belief in Isa alayhi salam, they themselves will see, and he will announce then that I am banda of Allah.
Kya baat hai Madine ki, Allah azza wa jalla, wo din, zahir se baat hai, those who are alive at that time will be witnessing through the fadl of Allah azza wa jalla the beauty of Isa alayhi salatu wa salam, and being with him, helping and assisting him. And of course, that entire mission is the mission of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as he is coming as a ummati, subhanallah. This is really amazing, dear viewers of Madani channel. Allah ta'ala hame nek tawfiq aur afiq ata farmaye, sirat mustaqim par chalne ke tawfiq ata farmaye. May we understand these matters, and may we follow the sunnah of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who has informed us of his arrival. So alhamdulillah, we leave on this note. That we need to do good, we need to be good, and it is the end of the day. Wherever you are, keep reciting durood and salat ala nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Turn towards the mercies of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Seek forgiveness and true repentance for all the sins on a daily basis before you go to bed. And wake up with the passion of spreading the sunnat of Mustafa jani rahmat sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Teri sunnato pe chalkar, meri rooh jab nikalkar, chale tum gale lagana, madani madine wale. Until next time, stay good, be good, do good. And I leave you with the mission of Da'wat Islami. I must strive to reform myself and the people of the entire world. Insha'Allah Azza wa Jal. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Start your day with remembrance of Allah. Start your day with remembrance of Allah. Start your day.